Is it windy out there, Katie Bevin? Was when you were out there, was it still windy at all?
Yeah, there, but it feels really good. It's a nice warm breeze.
All right. It's sort of windy, though.
It's windy. It,
but it's not, as you said, a nice warm breeze as well. Still avoided wearing a coat or a windbreaker at this point. Well, I don't know.
it takes a lot for me to put on a coat.
Shouldn't I bundle up? Shouldn't I dress? Otherwise, I might get sick or something.
Like tonight, you may want to.
Catch something.
Yeah, low's dropping to 40 tonight. You might want to.
Okay. But sometimes the temperature has no effect on whether you have germs or something like that. We have with us Katie Bevin, who is the program manager for the Lorain County Public Health. And we're here to talk about a lot of different topics. First up, though, we're going to talk about the opioid overdoses. And I was reading through this, and this is where the Narcan kits are now available for people, correct?
Right? Yeah, and so far this year in 2018, the Lorain County Public Health, we have distributed 207 Narcan kits to folks who know that they're around loved ones who may be at risk for opioid overdose or maybe want to have it on hand because they want to be a good citizen and help those in need.
Is this something that came out while you were still with the Public Health Department? Because it seems like a very kind of a different way that we're treating sort of this type of thing, or what the public health normally with public health you're thinking about making sure food safety, making sure people have the flu shots or whatever.
Yeah,
thinking about overdoses really, I would think, didn't really enter into the equation at that time.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So that's where public health has a major role in prevention. So prevention of injury, which is why we talk a lot about traffic safety with you guys when we're on with you. We talk about prevention of chronic diseases. We also talk about prevention of death, you know, by suicide, prevention of overdoses. And so that's where public health does have a role in the opioid epidemic. And we work really closely with a lot of folks who really are at the helm, so to speak, and they're the ones really directing the ship in Lorain County. And so what Narcan does is Narcan is an opportunity for, it's a medication that helps to stop the overdose and helps to helps the person to live. And what that allows is folks who maybe did go through an overdose, those who want to go through treatment and get better, it allows them the opportunity to do so.
Administering the drug's pretty straightforward too, right? It's fairly simple to do.
Yeah, and what we do, you can come in and have about a 15-minute training, and we'll have a public health nurse go through with you how to administer it. It's just a nasal spray, mm-hmm. and it's very easy to do. I've gone through the training, so it's fairly straightforward. And so what you want to do, no matter what, whether you have a Narcan kit or not, you want to call 911 because Narcan kits do not replace emergency medical services. And so we want to make sure that you are calling 911 and that person's receiving the full help. And then also what is happening, like I said, through partners is that rapid response team. So there's a group of volunteers and folks who then are kind of surrounding that family with support and information to help their loved one hopefully find treatment that works for them.
It's amazing how this is kind of coming. I think Lorain County, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken, was sort of on the forefront of a lot of this, getting it through. It was sort of maybe a trial period or one of the first in the state, I believe, to get the Narcan or be a part of that too. But now it seems to be obviously, I don't say commonplace, but it seems to be now effective and it's working its way throughout the state for people to have this. And if people want a free Narcan kit, do they just come into the public health office then?
Yeah, they can. So we're open Monday through Friday. They can pick up the kit between 8 a.m. and about 4 p.m. Or if you want to make an appointment with us, maybe you can't make it at that time, that's fine. Just give us a call at 440-322-6367, and a public health nurse will help you. And again, it's completely confidential, and we're just offering this as an opportunity to help people get from that point of struggling with an addiction to a point of treatment and recovery.
We're talking today with Katie Bevin, Program Manager, Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion for the Lorain County Public Health. And one of the things you've talked about now, I think, I don't know if it's maybe within the last year, just the Buddy Connect program. For those people unfamiliar with it, explain to us what that is again.
Sure. So research shows time and time again that friendships, having a social connection, improves people's health, their social health, emotional health, and their physical health. And so Buddy Connect is a program that helps adults who are age 55 and older connect with a buddy in their community. And so it's kind of like a Big Brothers Big Sisters program, so to speak, for older adults. And what happens is the buddy and, well, the two buddies, they talk on the phone at least twice a month, and then they have one in-home visit together. And about once a quarter, we get together as a group. About 30 of us get together, and we have a social outing. So yesterday, we actually had a social, and we got together, and we played board games together and card games. And I wish I would have taken an audio recording of it, because the laughter that filled that room was very warming, and you knew that they were really forming friendships that would make an impact on their life.
And that's an important part to your overall health, mental health and physical health, too.
Absolutely.
Talk about, I guess, the need for some of that, for people that might benefit from it, and those, I guess both sides benefit, but talk about maybe the people who would, the older folks that would need, and then maybe some volunteers that you could help have.
Sure. Yeah. So the clients who sign up for the program, those are folks who maybe are homebound, maybe because of a physical or mental reason. But it's also for folks who do get out, but they just feel like they don't have the friendships that they used to. And that's unfortunately one of the age-related changes that happens as we go through life. You know, we're at greater risk to be socially isolated. We might have had friends who have passed away due to age-related illnesses, or our spouse or partner. And so suddenly this support group who we had all of our life, they're starting to become fewer and fewer. And so unfortunately that's something that does happen with a lot of folks. And, you know, sometimes it's easy to get into a rut. And so we know that building friendships can make an impact on your overall health.
And if people want to get into the Buddy Connect program, again, what, do they just call?
So you can call. I'll give you a number in just a second.
Sure.
Or you can go online to our website, LorraineCountyHealth.com. And we do have an online application for folks who want to volunteer or those who want to sign up to be in the program. And the phone number that you could call is 440-567-4120. And I will say about the volunteers, we have folks of all ages who are volunteering. And so that's really cool. So we have some peers who are volunteering with their peers, and that's a really, really exciting thing to watch happen. But we do have some younger folks. We actually have a couple of younger moms in the program who are volunteers, and they actually both brought their kids yesterday, which is just adds a whole nother dimension of laughter and joy.
What kind of board games were you playing? This is what I was focusing on
yeah.
for yesterday.
We were playing Yahtzee. We had Uno. We had giant Uno cards, like the biggest cards ever.
Bruce is not an Uno fan. He was never very good at it, apparently.
Uno, not to step aside, Uno is on the list of toys to get into the Toy Hall of Fame. Next week, we're going to speak with Chris Bench from the Toy Hall of Fame, and Uno is on that list. And I confided with Matt the other day that I don't like Uno. I'm not good at it. I can't. And he's like, how can you not be good at it?
Just put the card down.
I don't know. I always lose at Uno. So, and a lot of times if you always lose at it, you don't want to be a part of it. But
And we were also playing some card games. So one of the games that I play with my kids, it's a game called Garbage. I don't even know how to describe it exactly, but it's a series of 10 cards. And you try to line up from 1 through 10 without really knowing what cards are there because they're face down. And so there was a lot of laughter. That was a new game to everyone, so we had a lot of fun with that.
Sure. I'd imagine that the Buddy Connect program as well is kind of a way for people to stay informed and learn how to use the cell phones and the new technology and all that comes out there, too.
Yeah. I mean, we have folks who are really excited to learn more and just be a part of the program.
Sure.
So, and the volunteering is something that a lot of folks can find time to do because it's really just 2 phone calls a month, which can be kind of short or as long as you guys want it to be. And then the in-home visit. So, you know, however long you want to spend time together. And for volunteers who are a part of their program, they do receive a $10 gas card per month. To compensate their gas mileage.
All right. We're talking today with Katie Bevan, Lorain County Public Health. And let me just...
Jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
I'm just getting us excited and getting people inspired to come up with the non-alcoholic beverage that you have that's part of your zero-proof mix-off. Now, that comes up in December, on December 6th.
Yep.
So we're a couple months away. But you need people to sign up now and come up with those wonderful concoctions, right?
Yeah. So this is the 17th annual Zero Proof Mix-Off, and it is Lorain County's biggest holiday party with a purpose. So the purpose is to increase awareness and encourage folks to not drive buzzed or having too much alcohol in their system. So this is a way to engage with the community. There's typically about 500 folks who come out and taste test non-alcoholic drinks. And so we are calling for people and businesses to volunteer to mix a drink at the mix-off this year.
Agencies, student groups, I know it's gone everywhere from like the police officers, the Girl Scouts, mm-hmm. everybody coming together to come up with some non-alcoholic. And then you publish the book that everybody has for those. They can take them and use them for their parties. And it's a big, fun event. And Matt, you and Bull might be out there this
Yeah, we had the opportunity to go out last year. I was going to say, and it really is a fun event. But you guys had a woman as well who spoke about losing her son. He was driving under the influence. And that really hit home with me. I mean, now that I've got children, I think it was interesting hearing it from that perspective. It was really one of those moments where an aha moment, so to speak.
Yeah, that's the Zunis family, and they're from the Elyria Midview area, and they lost their son Dominic several years ago. You're right. And so that's really an interesting thing about Zero Proof Mix-Off is really connecting those numbers. You know, we talk about statistics sometimes, but every number is a person. And so that's really important for us to remember in our work and something that we want to encourage to kind of tug at the heartstrings of folks so that there is that connection and hopefully a behavior change then when they're going out to enjoy a night out.
One of the other things we want to wrap up with is the flu shots. And I know you guys will be back later with the needles and we'll be taking the needle here just to get ready. But I've seen signs up, workplaces are starting, everywhere is trying to make sure that their employees or people in the community have their flu shots, so we're all protected this year.
Yeah, so actually you may not have to take the needle because this year Lorain County Public Health has three different ways to become protected from the flu with a vaccine. They're all preservative free, and so we have three opportunities. So I'm going to name them just for folks who might want to see if they're eligible. And again, you would want to talk to your doctor about this or one of our public health nurses, but one, we have a flu shot for our ages 6 months through 64 years. Then we have a second offering called the high-dose flu shot for adults 65 years and older. And then we have the nasal flu mist is back, and that is for ages 2 years through 49 years. So we can kind of work out with the nurse when we're back next week on kind of which vaccine works best for you. But it's just a reminder that anyone can catch the flu regardless of their age or health status. And so a flu vaccine is the best way to prevent that, along with great hand washing.
And you'll get a lot of the clinics coming up, and people can go to the LorainCountyFlu.com to find out. Is that like a flu locator or something like that? Isn't that usually what you have?
Yeah, it is. And it's not just our flu shot clinics that are there, but it will also be where you can get a vaccine anywhere around the county, including all pharmacies and places like that.
All right. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. If people want to find out anything else about what we've talked about today or see what else is up with the Lorain County Public Health, where's a good place for them to go for that?
They can go to LorainCountyHealth.com, or you can call 440-322-6367.
Great. Katie Bevan, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.